Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. This is my New Year's program, and I usually discuss some aspect of prophecy that relates to what's coming in the new year. But rather than prophecy, I'd like to discuss a character issue. We should expect in the coming year and in the years following that as our culture moves further and further away from God, expect the unsaved to exhibit more insanity in their ideas and behaviors. Remember Romans chapter 1. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. The Apostle Paul is not just giving a fact from history. In a sense, he's given a prophecy. When a people group abandon God, they become futile and foolish. You see, prophecy is not just about coming events. It's also about the coming moral condition of people. Remember, Jesus prophesied about the coming moral condition in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. Or Luke chapter 17, verse 26. And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so will also be in the days of the Son of Man. So right before Jesus comes, the prophecy is that there will be the same moral indifference as there was in Noah's day. And remember Paul's prophecy. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Spirit explicitly says, in the latter times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. So at the end of this dispensation, there will be great demonic activity, deceiving the masses with all sorts of lies and perversions. And also 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, but evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Again, this is not a prophecy about coming events, or a prophecy about the coming Antichrist, or the persecutions, or a prophecy about Israel, but a prophecy about the moral conditions of people in those last days. And there's a whole boatload of these prophecies that we must consider, especially the prophecy that at the end of this age, the people of this world would be deluded or deceived by a great lie. Matthew 24, false prophets, the pundits, the experts, will show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and with all deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they didn't receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence, so that they will believe what is false. The condition of this world at the end of this age will be people who believe all sorts of delusions and falsehoods. And notice 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mockings, following after their own lusts. What are we to know first of all? That there's going to be seal judgments and trumpet judgments and bold judgments in the future? No, first we should know the immoral ridicule and insanity that's going to come upon this world. And when we see it, rather than thinking, oh, this must be like the new normal, or this must be an advanced progressive way of thinking, with our understanding of biblical prophecy, we need to recognize this is part of the great falling away. The great insanity that was prophesied to come upon this world in the last days. When we read of all of this insanity in the news, we ask, why is all of this happening? And the answer, because men have abandoned God. And this is what God said would happen. When a nation abandons God, they become futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts are darkened. And it's part of our evangelism to point this out to the unsaved. This moral and intellectual darkness that's coming upon them. as Jesus said to the Jews, because you've abandoned the light, a darkness is going to come upon you. Or Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, for behold, darkness will cover the earth, and a deep darkness the people. So what we can expect in 2021 is further insanity. And let me just share a few news stories with you, just some stories I grabbed from the internet over this last weekend, some examples of the foolishness in our nation. Here's a story. The University of Michigan has set up a Words Matter task force that has decided that the words brown bag and picnic are not to be used. Why? Well, allegedly, they're racist words. Or at least someone without an understanding of the meaning of these words might consider them racist. Why would that be? Well, because these universities are teaching that every human activity is all about racism. That the main moral problem in the world is racism. And that if we can only get rid of racism and everyone is equal, all is going to be well. So these students begin to see racism in everything, even in the word picnic. Maybe because picnic has the word pick in it, and the slaves used to pick cotton. And so someone might think that the etymology of the word picnic might have something to do with the oppression of black people. One internet post stated that picnic originally had something to do with killing African Americans, which is totally false. The word picnic is a French word which just means a social gathering. But in our current culture, one internet troll, one offended person controls the English department and the English language. Because leftist faculty, rather than operating on and focusing on the gospel, focus on and operate on the principle that no one is allowed to be offended, even if the offense is a fantasy. And this is their man-centered worldview. Thou shalt not offend or criticize man, because in secular humanism, man is God. So because our generation is off in their understanding of God and man and the hierarchy of moral issues, they come up with foolish policies like we need to stop saying the word picnic. It's a theological error that results in a foolish worldview that results in foolish policies. Here's another news story. In the COVID stimulus package, there's funding for two new Smithsonian museums, one for women and one for Latinos. I mean, there just can't be a museum with the displays by and for all people. These leftists have to divide a people according to the color of their skin and according to their sex. Because our culture has abandoned the biblical worldview. They have lost the value that the Apostle Paul preached to the Athenians in Acts chapter 17, that God has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. Well, that truth has been replaced with identity politics, where your main identity is found in the color of your skin or in your gender. And this creates more prejudice, more division, more bias, more profiling, more conflict and disunity among people over superficial fleshly differences, such as the color of one's skin. And this is absolute insanity and foolishness. But these people take it seriously. This is what happens to people who abandon God's truth. Professing to be wise, they become fools. Here's another story about how a false view of discrimination ruins a society. Schools need to become anti-racist in math. Yes, these racist identity politics proponents have even found racism in math. Quote, one thing we must understand from universal design for learning is that there are multiple ways a kid can express their knowing. And so if you know 2 plus 2 equals 4, one way you can express your knowing is by writing it. Another way you can express your knowing is by discussing it. A third way is by creating a model that shows it. A fourth way is by illustrating it. A fifth way is by performing a play. But in too many schools, only one way is considered legitimate. So if you write it, 2 plus 2 equals 4, you get an A, and that's it. There might be 100 kids in the school who know that 2 plus 2 equals 4, but if only 2 of those kids can write it, then only 2 of those kids will receive an A. And that is profoundly discriminatory. How absolutely foolish. Because yes, there are many kids who might understand 2 plus 2 equals 4 in some very vague way, but the point of mathematics is to be able to solve it using the language of mathematics. This is like someone saying you don't have to learn Spanish words in order to be able to speak Spanish. But this kind of nuttiness comes out of people who have become darkened in their moral understanding. Paul writes about the unsaved in Ephesians chapter 4, that they walk in the vanity of their minds, having their understanding darkened. Now, we think of this description in terms of their religious understanding, their theological concepts. But that description also includes all sorts of other aspects of life, from one's understanding of healthcare, to education, to economics, because if you're off in your theological worldviews, you'll eventually be off in everything else. You'll go off into darkness, into a primitive state when you abandon God. Because when you abandon God, you can no longer see anything clearly. Here's some other stories. The former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, said that climate change is the biggest threat President-elect Joe Biden has to confront in office. Now, I'm not going to explain in this program all the foolishness behind the anti-CO2 global warming movement. But just as a reminder, CO2 is not a pollutant. Plants need CO2. All life on this planet depends upon carbon. The minuscule increases in CO2 are insignificant. In fact, they're even helpful. And even thousands of scientists affirm this. But the global warming hysteria is an alternative gospel for secularists. It's an alternative moral imperative. It's a superstition. It's a religion of naturalism. But here we have leaders in our nation, the former director of national intelligence, falling for this nonsense. And Joe Biden has promised that when he gets into office, one of his first acts is to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, which forces America to limit oil and gas production, to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. We'd be required to reduce our oil and gas by 30% by 2025. And I'm sure the Chinese and the Russians are laughing at us all the way to the bank. But this is what happens when a nation abandons sound biblical thinking and is given over to the worship of man and nature. And Biden also wants to tear down the border walls and allow illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. Because he's a globalist, he has an anti-biblical view of national sovereignty and national identity. And so right now, there are caravans of immigrants waiting to enter the United States as soon as Joe Biden takes office. Also, Biden promised that in his first 100 days, he's going to raise taxes and enact a national mask mandate. Here's another story. Biden's choice for education secretary, Miguel Cardona, was a Connecticut commissioner of education who mandated in Connecticut a statewide high school course in critical race theory. Then there are all of these nutty LGBTQ stories. Hollywood actresses like Ellen Page declaring that she's a boy. The tennis star from the 70s and the 80s, Billie Jean King, has joined with LGBTQ athletes demanding that the state of Idaho be punished for the recent law requiring transgender athletes to compete in sports corresponding to their biological sex. So these are people who want boys to compete in girls' sports if they claim to be girls. Why? Well, because these people hate gender. They hate the differences that God created in gender. And by wanting to erase gender, what happens? They promote foolish policies that are not in sync with reality. They do this because they hate God's reality, and so they substitute it with a fantasy that, of course, is never practical and never works. So those are just some stories in the news this week. Expect to read similar stories every day in 2021. Now, of course, we know the media runs these salacious stories, these controversial topics to get clicks. Normal news doesn't get clicks like headlines, actress changes sexual identity, or new math, 2 + 2 doesn't have to equal 4, or the word picnic is banned on college campuses. The media, in their greed for attention, contributes to the moral decline and creates this new abnormal. But then again, if it wasn't for people doing, saying foolish things, the media wouldn't have these stories. Now, when Christians read these stories, the first thing we think of is Romans chapter 1. They became futile in their speculations and their foolish hearts were darkened. These stories are for us prophetic signs of the time. More evidence of the moral confusion that's going to come upon this whole world, culminating in this whole world worshiping the Antichrist and his agenda. Revelation 13. Well, let me conclude with some more text concerning how the biblical prophets approach this phenomenon, that when a nation abandons God, insanity proliferates. You know, I find this very interesting that the Old Testament prophets pointed out the stupidity that strikes an ungodly people. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22, "For my people are foolish, they know me not, they are stupid children, they have no understanding, they are shrewd to do evil, but to do good they do not know." Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21, "For the shepherds have become stupid, they have not sought the Lord, therefore they have not prospered, and all of their flock is scattered." You know, this Hebrew word translated stupid here can be translated to be dull, hard-headed, to be brutish. The same condition was pointed out by the prophet Hosea. Chapter 9, verse 7, "The prophet is a fool. The inspired man is demented because of the grossness of your iniquity and because your hostility is so great." The prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, "Therefore my people go into exile for their lack of knowledge." Chapter 9, "For every one of them is godless and an evildoer. Every mouth is speaking foolishness." Does that sound familiar? Isaiah 32, verse 6, "For the fool speaks nonsense, and his heart is inclined toward wickedness, to practice ungodliness and to speak error against the Lord." Isaiah 9, 16, "For those who guide this people lead them astray, and those who are guided by them are brought into confusion." Also the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 26, "They will seek for a vision from the prophet, but the law will be lost from the priest and counsel from the elders." The prophet Micah chapter 3, verse 6, "Therefore it will be night for you without vision, and darkness for you without divination. The sun will go down on the prophets, and the day will become dark over them." Back to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 23, 16. "Do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They are leading you into futility. They speak a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord." Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 9. "The wise men are put to shame. They are dismayed. They are caught. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what kind of wisdom do they have?" Lamentations chapter 2, verse 14. "Your prophets have seen for you false and foolish visions. They have not exposed your iniquity." So, this reference to the stupidity of the people was in regard to their immorality, their political ideology, and their religious practices. Specifically, their idolatry, which is a very easy error to refute. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 8, "But they are altogether stupid and foolish in the discipline of their delusion. Their idol is wood." Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 14, "Every man is stupid, devoid of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to the shame by his idols, for his molten images are deceitful, and there's no breath in them." So the people were falling down, praying to and worshiping idols of wood and metal. Now, of course, the people would deny this and say that they're really not worshiping the idol, but the spirits that are communicating through the idol. That the spirits use these idols as transmitters. And they would say idolatry is a healthy way to visualize the metaphysical world. You see, these intellectual sophisticates always come up with rationale for foolishness, whether that be ancient idolatry or modern forms of idolatry. As George Orwell once said, there are some ideas so absurd that only intellectuals could believe them. And that again is Romans chapter 1. It's those in their hubris, professing themselves to be wise, the intellectuals, who come up with the most stupid policies. Because it's by their intellectualization that they've been able to create entire false systems concerning how to view the world. See, these false systems have to be believed before the particular lies can be believed. And that's why in the universities, students need to be taught critical race theory and gender theory in order for them to believe all of this racism and LGBTQ nonsense. Because it takes an entirely new secular evolutionary worldview to support these ideologies. But this new worldview is absolute foolishness because it's based upon nothing more than man's wishful thinking. So anyway, the prophets would point out the stupidity of the people, the ungodly, even as Jesus pointed this out, calling the leadership of Israel blind guides, blind leaders of the blind, foolish men who build their houses on the sands of falsehood. But this may seem like an ad hominem argument, an attack on the person. You know, rather than dealing with the issue, the opponent just calls you a fool. But when the prophets would call people stupid, they would still back it up with some other sound refutations. Saying that sin will result in stupidity is still something that needs to be said. People still need to be aware that when they abandon God, they will become vain in their speculations and their foolish hearts will be darkened. Now, of course, for some, the accusation of stupidity may be a proudful and demeaning thing. But if it's done in the right spirit and the right way, it is actually a necessary apologetic for the Christian faith. Because for a few souls, seeing and reading about the growing social insanity, it will awaken them to biblical truth, to man's fallen nature, to man's need for God and the salvation he offers. The unsaved need to be warned. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 16, give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness, and before your feet stumble on the dusky mountains. And while you're hoping for light, he makes it into deep darkness and turns it into gloom. See, if you come to Christ for salvation, then the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2 will come true for you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. And so while the world falls into greater and greater darkness, you will enter into the light of Christ. You see, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. Proverbs chapter 4. So as we see the insanity proliferate in 2021, remember to use it to point people to our Lord Jesus Christ. You have been listening to God and Country Radio. The radio website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. From there, you can email me with questions, comments, insights. Well, thank you for including God and Country as just one small part of your discipleship in the Word. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you that our Lord Jesus Christ has become for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in whose name we pray. Amen.